CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the 6th of August. August, yes, the August winds are here, which means, yeah, that it's blowing winter away.
Excuse me, the August what?
August winds.
Oh, the August winds. Okay.
In the moving air, not the winds. That would be the lotto, which we haven't won. Apparently, someone did win it, though.
140 million rands to one person.
Someone's either going to be very happy or very sort of, I don't know.
And I still haven't done much research to the one email we received from a listener who said something along the lines of, once you get your winnings, you aren't taxed on them, but you're taxed on something else, so you do get a fair chunk of that money. If we go by that, that person is really, really happy after this weekend.
Oh, that greasy, devious government will find a way of getting your money. That's what they do.
Did you still try your luck and play?
I didn't.
Oh. Or you just over it?
Yeah, there was a line, and then I was like, well, I've lost the last two, and screw it.
Oh, excuse. I actually saw someone on Twitter this
evening. As you can see, I'm very diligent in life.
Diligent, but sad. Very, very sad with your circumstance. There was someone who I saw on Twitter over the weekend who's convinced they are bewitched somehow because they played, let me read it in sequence. I'll read out their numbers first and I'll read out the winning Powerball numbers. Mm-hmm. So they played 9 and the winning Powerball number was 10. They played 21 and the next was 22. They played 22 and the next was 23. They played 33 and the winning number was 34. They played 39 and the winning number was 40. And then the Powerball they played was 5 and the winning Powerball number was 6. If that is not, I don't know, Jesus and the 12 disciples saying, look, we hate you. I don't know what.
Well, they should get a shirt or something for that.
I would be so pissed off. I would really be so pissed off. Whether they really are joking or not. But yeah, it's Tabo1_RSA on Twitter. I hooted and hollered and laughed at them, but I also feel so bad. Shame.
Oh, shame. Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing when you dream. Dreams are dangerous things, people.
It's not dreaming, it's panda, it's push, and it's play.
Well, any of those things, no matter what you do to give yourself a bit of a release from your average life, it's dangerous. It comes with the ramifications, the circumstances, and the other things. Of course, Gareth isn't with us.
Philosophical.
Well, see, I mean, we all want to escape the everydays that we are dealt with. We'll get into that in a bit, because South Africa's everyday right now is a little bit, headache inducing. But yeah, Gareth will not be with us today. He is
love.
This is Gareth singing, actually.
Exciting and new.
Gareth is in Portugal.
Oh.
And he will be in other places too of romantic interest. He is on a beautiful ship here, where every day basically is a theme tune to your life.
Whose romantic interest exactly?
Well, it's Gareth. Of course, there's absolutely zero of that. Yeah, so Gareth's not with us today. He's in very, very hot Europe, and he'll be joining us tomorrow.
Perhaps I will confirm. I do not know.
I follow him on Instagram, and he said there's going to be updates. Uh-huh. As I listen to the show, I demand updates.
He did send us voice notes, which we can and will play later on in the show.
Just to you or just to me as well?
No, sent it to the group, Ben. You even responded to the voice notes because you guys were making those little jokes and stuff. Oh, never mind, Ben.
In one out here the next, huh?
But yeah, they're currently in Lisbon.
Yeah.
And they've docked. And I got an email from him as well with just a picture of some bubbles that he was drinking. So he's more than happy wherever he is right now.
Now, of course, Gareth will be docking many times in this trip. It's not what you think. It's the ship docking. Come on, that was funny.
I was about to say, you're really proud of yourself for that one.
Yeah, it's a dark Monday. Yeah, it's really, really hot. Sorry, Nola, you want to say something about that?
I was on Instagram yesterday, right?
And you saw someone with docking, hashtag docking.
Mm. Oh, shut up. So I just happened to come across this video, this clip that Gareth posted on Instagram. And he was speaking in a very strange language. The only thing I could hear, the only thing I really got out of it was something that sounded like temperatura, which I assumed was temperature.
Well, he was basically just sort of replaying what he heard in the news. This is the actual the actual Portuguese news from this morning about the weather that Gareth's experiencing. Meteorological
Smith Paula. Hello. Clásicos de para todos, meteorology a Vale Portos. Scorchio. Minia Cunha Terra Anterior. Scorchio. Minia Cunha Terra Exterior. Scorchio. Monte Blanco.
It's very hot there.
Costa. Scorchio. Meteorological is mañana. Oh, Scorchio. Bono estente.
Bono estente.
Oh, culture, huh? Oh. It's a beautiful thing, yeah? Yep, so got that out of the way. What else is happening on the show today, Sia?
Well, we have your Monday usuals, like the five things you need to know. Yes. We have your sport, Ben.
Well, and do we? Because who's doing that? You're going to do it.
A man called Ben.
Five things you need to know.
Well, I said we have your five things you need to know.
I know, but I'm saying who's going to do that?
I'll do that, Ben.
Yes, okay.
I don't think we're hearing each other this morning.
I was going to bring Nolo in here. Yes, okay.
Your sports, Anthea's stopping by.
Okay, I'm doing the sport. I got that.
Sure.
And yeah, we've got Anthea with a normal money shot.
This is going to be a long show.
And then tell us about our guest. Yeah, our guest today sounds very interesting. And I know we say that a lot because we generally only book. See, Sia is actually in charge of booking guests. So if you like them or loathe them, it's pretty much from Sia's go.
Don't make it sound like my Zimbabwe.
No, I mean, I like your guests. Oh. I was just saying, alluding to the fact that you don't get enough praise for the caliber of people that you book.
Okay. You're being genuine there.
You still haven't recovered from my docking joke. I know Nola is still laughing as she puffs her vape in the booth there.
We still have to talk about Friday's show, but in mm-hmm. any case, our 7:30 guest is a 16-year-old by the name of Brandon Kynoch, and he is a self-taught game developer, South African-based, and he was playing around with the idea of creating and developing games, and one of the games that he created was actually a massive, massive success. It's called Taurus. It boomed globally, even in one specific incident, became the game of the day in the Apple App Stores in 137 countries all over the world. So I think it will be cool just to chat to him. He's still in school, but already has had such massive success. So that'll be dope.
Yazzers, that's a full-on achievement, huh? And then we've got a replay later with Jen Su. Now, we haven't spoken to Jen Su in quite some time. One of our replay interviews, but we will have her quite soon on the show. I mean, she is obviously very international.
Jeez.
She is the female Pitbull, essentially. She's very much Mrs. Worldwide. And but we shall get her here at some stage, yes, yeah? Head of guest booking, C.S. Sangweni, we can confirm that.
If you'd like to know from my perspective, Jen Su is very hard to corner in one place at one specific time. So you say, let's book you then, and then she's traveling there, and she's on a flight, and then she's at this event. I don't know. Whenever she has time, she'll let us know.
All right, that's good. You, of course, can get in touch with us at any stage. Wow, there's some stuff happening on this TV this morning. Okay, we'll get news. We'll get to that a bit.
Yes.
079. That was almost my phone number, which would have been awkward. 079-748-2090. That is how you get in touch with us. You Telegram or WhatsApp, and that whatever you say will then be beamed to a screen in front of me, where I hopefully will find no spelling mistakes or grammar errors, because that just makes things slow. Oh. Otherwise, Nola, how do they call you?
Ben, if you remember, I'm very much ashamed to have to admit this. I did say I don't even know my own number. This is going to be a process. But I know it starts with the zero.
Okay, but that was last week. So what you can do is, with the magic of pen and paper, write down the number and then put it next to the phone.
You're on a roll this morning, Ben.
I don't know. Am I asking too much?
I got you.
Do you two need a moment? Should I just...
Oh, what? I mean, the phone that we need for the call on is right next to her. And I'm just asking for it to just, like...
It's 0861-555-189. If you want to call, or else you can Skype Cliff Central Studio.
Or just then phone Nolo and tell her the number.
Oh, jeez.
It's also up to you. I mean, I totally get it. But see, how was your weekend, seeing as you're looking like you're beaming and ready as ever? Nolo, are you writing it down?
I'm doing exactly that.
I can see your right hand from here. There is more chance of you grabbing that vape pen than grabbing a pen right now.
Y'all really need a moment. Can we take this?
God, see, but exactly. If so, this, look, we're all going to laugh this off for the next week. Hey, Nola, what's the number? Ben, look, you know I'm bad with numbers.
I'll be singing this number by next week. I promise you.
Okay.
We're on.
Okay, girl.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, how was your weekend?
Have you recovered from Friday after our smoking and vaping and cloud situations in the studio show?
Well, it was only smoking, so we weren't doing mandrax. I mean
this is the gateway puff.
Yeah, it was nice to see Amanda. If you didn't listen to Friday's show, so every Friday what we're trying to do now is have some sort of experience. So we had the hot sauce and then we had like the spirits. And then it was like a smoking show on last Friday. So Amanda was here. We had a big hubbly that Gareth brought through. And then Nola's vape pen basically, well, she won with that.
Jeez.
Just cirrus, stratus, cirrus, cumulus, alto, stratus, clouds everywhere. It was great. It was really, really quite festive.
Very spot on.
And then, Sia, after that, after your heavy work week, where'd you go?
This weekend I had a lot of people over because it was a friend of mine's birthday. And they really went all out in celebrating their birthday. So for her, she was deciding that, you know what, you only, how did she phrase it? You only turn your pant size once.
Ah.
I don't know. It's quite a creative hashtag, but she's.
That's very creative.
She wears a size 32. She was turning 32. So she decided to go all out. And you know what?
Although if you really love that sort of theme, you can always put on a couple for next year. And the next year.
For two more years. You only turned size 34 once.
Yes. It's been my parents' birthday for 8 years.
That's quite creative, but I think it's quite an expensive thing as well. Do you know, like, we go out, but I don't think in this circle of people, a lot of us go out to, like, clubs and to truly, truly experience that whole Santin clubbing lifestyle. And most definitely I haven't experienced that in quite a long time, but that's where she took us out on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
My freaking goodness, is it quite something. You know, like, so we went to this club called Taboo, and she had booked out a booth. So there were like 16 of us, and the whole club knew that was her birthday. And every 30 minutes, the DJ would call out her name, and there'd be those girls in the skimpy outfits dancing around us. And fireworks and the cake and the popping of bottles, it felt like we were in the middle of Las Vegas somewhere, because I had forgotten how that life can be. And to be in there with the music and the lights and the smoke and the girls dancing, I actually enjoyed myself. So it was very, very cool to be in that situation for the first time in a long time. And we got it in. I think I only went home at probably 4:45 in the morning.
4:45.
That's it. Those are good innings. But as well, when these girls are out there dancing with those outfits and the synchronized dancing and the DJ's there and there's a hype man for the DJ and there's a whole crowd and entourage for everyone. Yeah, it was quite something. And long story short, I needed the whole of Saturday just to fully recover. I only felt like myself again when I woke up yesterday.
Okay, it's been a while for me. What do you do until 4:45? Like, are you just drinking? Are you just talking? Are you just dancing? Like, that's a long time. You get the club at what? 10, 11?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 hours. Like,
You know, when you can't.
But you think about it, like, how long are you here at the studio for your job? Do you put 7 hours here? I mean, and you're busy, right? We've got the show, you're booking guests, you're responding to emails, you're talking to people.
Yeah.
7 hours, okay, I know, like, time flies when you're having fun, as they say.
Uh-huh.
But, like, that's a shitload of drinking. Like, no one is that interested in you to go, right, we're going to talk. Like, no, 3 hours.
And of course you don't talk in a club.
We do a show and sometimes it's a stretch for 3 hours.
You would not talk in a club.
But are you just shaking your rump? I mean, what's going on for this long?
Yeah, kind of. Wow. Given the drinking situation, I can account for 3 hours of that whole 7 hour stint. But a lot actually happened in between. Not to sound overly indulgent, but
what's
I just
his name?
Okay.
All right. Who is it? See, I was slow playing you into saying that. The whole "what do you do for 7 hours" was a bluff.
Not to sound overly indulgent, but since this is a circle of friendship, we're just going to share. actually, this, I was very surprised, firstly, to see this person and their friends there, because he is an anchor, a news anchor, on ENCA.
Oh, this so, narrows it down.
So I'm thinking, that guy, you know, we see him every afternoon or every morning or whenever his slot is. And I thought, I've never really met him, but hey, perhaps I'll say hi later. And throughout the course of the evening, it was quite odd because our booth, which we had booked, is slightly above everyone, and he was standing by the stairs where we were. And every so often he would just wave at me, and I'm thinking, guy, you don't know me. Who are you? What's going on? And just a little while later, then we started talking, and then we started drinking, and then we started dancing, and, you know, things are good. Things are good. Yeah.
Okay, Sia. So at what stage did the waving start?
Is this music necessary, though?
What music? Oh, sorry, there's an ad playing in the background. Carry on. Don't worry. It'll go away.
Waving started probably at about like 1 a.m.
1 a.m. waving. Couple of drinks in, intent was shown.
And he was very slick, let me just say. You know,
of course, he's an anchor on ENCA.
But his on-air persona doesn't do him justice because he had a way with his words. There was a point he called me down.
So you're trying to say the seduction was not on auto cue?
Not at all. He called me down. I walked a bit close to him. He says, hey. I go, hey. He says, you know, I'm kind of bored and over this place. Ooh. Where are you going after this? And I'm like, yo, listen, let me tell you something. My mama warned me about guys like you. Next thing I'll end up chopped up somewhere. No, no thanks. I don't want to be a headline. You're going to read out tomorrow night. So I was a gentleman about things. We just swapped numbers. Okay.
Nola, you seem very shocked. What's going on?
What are you trying to say about news anchors?
It's not about news anchors. No, it's about strangers. Yeah. Jeez.
Stranger danger.
That just reminds me of the song that I love so much. I was listening to it this morning.
Oh, let's see. It's a punk rock.
It's Ronnie James Dio. Don't talk to strangers. It's a beautiful song. You have to listen to it.
Okay, so if you're saying it's beautiful, there's no doubt violent guitar thrashing and drum solos in the background.
I never even heard of Ronnie James Dio. I had to quickly Google.
But who? Okay. Ronnie?
Oh, shit.
James Dio, he's played in Black Sabbath.
Yes!
See, there we go. And he fronted...
How angry she gets here,
and
yeah?
Or founded numerous groups like Rainbow and Alpha and Heaven and Hell.
Oh, yeah.
And he's dead.
Well, he talked to strangers, didn't he?
He's a legend. That's all that matters.
Okay, is Ronnie...
Oh, man.
The irony is that Ronnie looks like a stranger.
What does a stranger look like?
Like Ronnie. Yeah, I wouldn't talk to Ronnie. If Ronnie came out of an ice cream store with an ice cream on a hot day, I still wouldn't talk to this guy. This guy's basically retelling Sears Night.
Don't write in starlight, or the words may come out real.
Because he looks like a tree out of Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Hide in doorways.
Don't hide in doorways. Okay, Nola, I think you've been indulged for long enough. No, I'm sure it's a lovely song.
She calls it a great song.
I mean, Nola was basically just... What I love about you, Nola, is that you have so many, like, just you interests, so you can be happy at the drop of a second out of nowhere. I mean, it's just a real quality.
But Ben, tell me, for the past, how many weeks has it been? Three?
I don't know how long you've been
the
here.
The 3 weeks you've known me, have you ever seen me sad or angry?
I don't pay attention to these kind of things. No.
I'm not goth, if that's what you're trying to
imply. And I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying you are.
But.
No, there's no but.
I'm actually a very happy person.
You are, and it's a joy to see you in the morning. It really is. So, see, just to kind of put a line underneath your story. Mm. So, this Mr. Man who essentially just slid up there with his fancy lines. Mm. So were there drinks? Is there a future meeting coming up?
We don't know. There were just drinks, good dancing, good times, and yeah, I last saw him probably at about like 3 a.m.
Nice.
And that was it. Yeah.
Nice. See, just good positive interaction.
Anyway, yes. How was your weekend?
I That's okay. I was mostly indoors. Daniela was away the whole weekend, so I just sort of chilled with the cats. But I actually got a... what did I actually do? Oh, yeah. So, like, if you email me in life, okay, and I'm actually going to get this off my chest because I feel kind of bad and I kind of feel embarrassed at the same time. So I have an email address that I've kind of put out there in a work sense. So rather than mailing me on my personal stuff, I just say, email me ben@thebalance.co.za. Yes, I've just given away my email address. But that's what's on a business card that I throw out at work events. I'm pretty sure it's on my website as well. But then I was thinking, like, I hate PR companies just dumping shit in my inbox every single day. It's like, we raising money for a tree, or we've releasing someone's tie, or do you want to go to, like, no.
Yes.
There's always the answer. Basically, no is always the answer. So I started, like, blocking certain people who just, they never introduce themselves, just indiscriminately just dump shit. I know PR is a tough gig, and I admire anybody that sticks and is always good at it, because you haven't got time to ever say hi and then the person's name make it personalized. You're just spamming the crap out there. So I get that, but I also have the right to then block that email. Okay. So I got into a good routine of just blocking a whole bunch of people, so I never have to hear about someone's charity ride, which I'm never going to be a part of, or, like, there's a thousand of these things every single day. No, don't you look at me like I'm a bad person. Just one of those face structures. So then I got really good at this whole blocking things, and I was having a very efficient kind of email box. I mean, I'm as pedantic as Gareth, who has to finish every single day with zero emails. I've got stuff. And then this year it's been, wow, I just haven't been getting a lot of shit. It's been great. And I was thinking, it's a bit weird that I didn't get a response in that proposal, or it's a bit weird how I don't get invited to, like, days I actually want to go to. You know, it's just a bit weird. But, you know, like, it's always a bonus. I can't be expecting things as an industry. Maybe I need to work a bit harder, a bit smarter. I need to network a bit better. No, that email address... Okay, this is where the embarrassing part comes in. That email address just died on December 28th.
And so you haven't... It hasn't been active since.
The natural question, which my girlfriend asked me probably three times, well, why didn't you notice you weren't getting emails from that address?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, oh, look, you come back to the end of the year, you know, you go holiday, and then you get busy. So you're in February, and then it's like, yeah, it's not working, but maybe it is. Maybe it's just slow. It always was a little bit slower than my personal address.
Okay.
And then I kind of move on. You know, I move on from things quickly. And then I got into this new form of Gmail, and it says, email's not coming through. Email's not coming through. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. So there was this massive blockage. So then got it fixed, and about 5,000 emails came through on Sunday.
Glorious.
Well, okay. Still a lot of shit. Look. So I'll go back to blocking a lot of people. But there were so many nice emails from listeners, and I'm really sorry that, like, I must have come across as the biggest dick. I sent Ben a mail in January, nothing. What a doers. So I spent as much time as I could over the week, as of all of yesterday, just trying to get through emails, responding to people saying, sorry I didn't come to your event, or I'm sorry I didn't give you my shirt size for this gift, or blah, 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 blah. It took all day, yeah.
I was going to ask, all day. Do you even respond at this point? Do you respond?
Well, that's what I thought. But then again, like, why must you give people a reason to think you're a prick in life?
Okay.
I mean, I don't think I am. But yeah, and then there was, like, these proposals that I sent out for stuff that I was pretty sure I was pretty good for. Responses going, cool, let's meet. I'm definitely keen.
Gone.
So now here I am going, look, I'm really sorry. I got this mail now after, like, 6 months. So embarrassing, but yeah, I mean, love to meet and chat. And anyway, like, the horse is bolted on pretty much everything in that inbox. But one thing I did pick up that was, listeners were mailing me about a variety of things that we talk about here. I'm not going to get into it now because there were numerous emails, but also kind of nice. Like, yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah. But also positive news, the whole dogs on leash situation.
How did that end? Did you talk to your neighbors? Did you call them for a meeting?
Well, I got home on Friday. Pretty cocky day. I got some beers and watched some movies. And then Saturday was, like, I was doing housework and I was busy. And then Sunday, doing more housework in between my emails, I walked down. And this is where I thought, this is where the story for me kind of gets funny. So so this couple were going to walk their dogs, but I didn't know it was their car. I was walking, head down, walking towards the bin. And then the window winds down of this car, and it's the girl who I was having this argument with on the Friday morning. And she so pleasantly just said, look, I'm sorry, the dogs are definitely on the leash, blah, 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 blah. I was like, wow. I was like, that's nice. And then the dog was literally, the dog in question, on the back seat looking at me smiling with his leash on, as in to say, check me out, look how cool I look.
Well, I'm glad things ended up okay.
And yes, Nolo.
Maybe they listened to the show and they heard you on
Friday. But that's what I was thinking. How awkward, going back to this whole thing of me not being so bad with communication, beginning what people think. How funny would it be if these people listen to the show, they have no idea who I am. I'm just Ben, the voice. And they have no idea what I look like. And here I am arguing with these people. And they're thinking like, geez, what a dick. I hate this guy. Hey, Cliff Central's on. Oh, that guy's funny. What? It would be so funny if that was a parallel kind of connection there.
Do you really think? It's a possibility.
Again, it's a stretch. They didn't mention anything. But after Friday's show, and obviously the rant that I had and chatted about stuff. Yeah, so hey presto. Domestic bliss. Dogs on leash. Cats seem happy. It's wow.
Good weekend.
So that moment made me feel happy about life. Oh. And then my girlfriend got back yesterday, and then she had to go straight to a work dinner. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some in life, I guess. And then I dropped my charger on her head this morning.
On whose head?
I know, how awkward. I'm sharing so much.
Your girlfriend's head?
Yeah, I was going to give her a kiss goodbye, and I was holding my laptop and my charger, and my charger sort of overflowed, and then kind of smacked her square in the face. And that was the last interaction I had with her. So maybe she's unconscious. maybe she's got a massive bruise. Thoughts and prayers with Daniela right now, I guess.
Jeez.
Is we're going to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, I've been neglecting the message screen. And well, I'll tell you what, Nola hasn't been neglecting the phone because she's been talking the whole time. Anyway, we must get into the five things you need to know today. And that is with... Sia Sangweni.
Oh, okay.
Sia Sangweni, is he? Yes. Okay. Five things you need to know today. Sia, what do we got?
Let's get into these five big stories. Firstly, I saw this story trending on social media yesterday, and really it is so sad. It's the story of the Rhodes University SRC. Well, the Rhodes University SRC, rather, has spoken out, saying that they are shaken by the death of a student from their institution. Her name was Kensani Maseko, who passed away this weekend. The university's Communication and Advancement Division has said that Kensani passed away at her family home in Johannesburg on Friday afternoon. Now, tributes and messages of condolences from friends and loved ones and people who just care have been pouring in on social media. Now, this is all from the route that is alleging that Maseko committed suicide after she was raped in May this year. She was a third-year BA student at the institution, and the Rhodes SRC Nhlakani Phumahlangu said that we know the amount of promise she had to offer us all, I mean to offer the entire country. We're very shaken. It's a very difficult time for us as the SRC, and we wish her family all the strength and support that we can. Now, I think the reason why Kensani's story has struck such a chord with so many people was because of how much Kensani was just this picture of promise and hope and of so much potential, and the fact that she was raped back in May by her boyfriend and had been struggling with depression and a whole lot of issues personally, emotionally, as she was trying to move on from this. And most recently, now people have been looking back at her social media posts and saying, oof, we could have paid attention there, or we could have done something there, because she tweeted a little while ago saying, if someone is asking for help, help them. And then her last post on Instagram was her own date of birth and her own date of death. And that was the 3rd of the 8th, 2018. And that's the caption to that on Instagram was, no one deserves to be raped. And that's the day that she committed suicide. So, yeah, we hope that stories like these are able to just awaken us to just pay attention to one another every now and then. The second story that we need to know, I just think this is so bizarre. What a time to live in. But Vladimir Putin, did you know, presented a Russian passport to Steven Seagal, the U.S. actor.
Of course, because a few months back, obviously when Steven Seagal, who's now Steven lots of Seagals, He's very Russian. Like, he was like, I'm going to live in Russia. It's the best country in the world. He was giving this whole deal. But isn't he, he's now got, like, official business on top of this passport, doesn't he?
Yes. So Russia's foreign ministry said this past Saturday it had made Steven Seagal, the U.S. actor, its special representative for Russian and U.S. humanitarian ties, a role it said was meant to deepen cultural, art, and youth ties between the two countries. Yikes. President Putin presented...
But like, this is so Russia, have we? Saw it at the World Cup. They still think Robbie Williams is a big deal. They still think Steven Seagal's a big deal. This VHF's life must stop now with these Russians.
Where's, like, Mila Kunis from? Couldn't she possibly be from that side of the world? Perhaps she's more relevant in 2018.
No, she's a woman. They want a big, strong guy.
Oh, right. Ganja, we're dealing with those people as well. President Putin says that he hoped it would serve as a symbol of how fractious ties between Moscow and Washington were starting to improve, and Steven Seagal is the person to make that happen.
He probably worked out that Donald's favorite movies from the 80s with Steven Seagal in them.
I just think this is so weird.
Nothing is beyond these people.
Listen to this. This is what just made my day. The Russian Foreign Ministry likened Steven's new role to that of a United Nations Goodwill Ambassador and said that the actor, who is known for his martial arts moves, would receive no salary from this. They're saying that it's a case of people's diplomacy intersecting with traditional diplomacy. So, okay then, Steven Seagal, who's now... What if he's the guy to really change things and bring in hope? But alas, third story that you need to know this morning, a powerful earthquake has killed 82 people, sadly, on Indonesia's Lombok Island, while thousands more flee their homes. So at least 82 people were killed when Indonesia's resort island of Lombok was hit by a powerful magnitude 7.0 earthquake on Sunday. Now, this triggered widespread panic as thousands more fled their homes for emergency shelters as building collapsed. Now, the death toll is expected to rise with hundreds injured and thousands of houses damaged. This is what the National Disaster Mitigation Agency has said in a statement. Now, the Singapore Law and Home Affairs Minister, who was on the 10th floor of a hotel in a Lombok town at the time of the quake, wrote on Facebook that his room shook violently and walls are cracked. He says that it was quite impossible to stand up. He heard screams. He came out and made his way down a staircase while the building was still shaking. The power went out for a while. There were lots of cracks and fallen doors. So really, to say the least, this is quite a harrowing situation for people to be in. But shucks, we'll monitor that story as it goes. And to move into something else as tragic, really, but slightly positive. Vaccinations against a new outbreak of the Ebola virus in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo are due to begin on Wednesday. This is what a senior official at the health ministry has said. Now, the experimental vaccine, which is manufactured by a company called Merck, has proved successful during its first wide-scale usage against an outbreak in northwestern Congo that was declared over less than 2 weeks ago. Now, more than 3,000 doses remain in stock in the capital city, allowing authorities to quickly deploy to the affected areas near the Ugandan border. Now, as with the previous outbreak, the vaccination will focus on health workers and people who have come in contact with confirmed cases of the disease. Let's also monitor that and see how it goes.
Well, thanks. Yeah, that's a nice collection of stories. Yeah. Some harrowing things in there, but yeah. If you were wondering if England has melted yet...
With all of their heat and their whatnot.
The heat wave is over. And August is expected to be the wettest on record. Because that's what happens with the extremes in weather nowadays. I mean, we've seen it obviously with the Cape Town drought and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Is you see one extreme, you will be now met with another extreme. So it's going to be just exactly how England really is. It's just going to be the wettest ever. That's why we shouldn't really cry too much in life. Because whatever happens that you don't like, things can always balance and always turn. We need to get into... No, we're not doing Bitcoin.
No, okay.
If you still got Bitcoin, you don't need to be reminded of the price every single day. I'm taking an executive decision on this. Ooh. Well, you know what? Anthea's here. She can do the Bitcoin update.
Okay. Which she'll definitely do.
I say as she gives me a look even worse than the one that Nolo gave me earlier. Right, we need to get into some sports. Sport is very interesting. It happens all around the world. And this past weekend, well, there was so much of it that I'll try my damnedest to try and whittle it down to 5 minutes because, you know, it's Monday. Anthea's here. We've got lots of stuff to do. The Athletics Championship of Africa, the African Athletics Championship. Call it what you want. It's been a bit of a shambles, really. I mean, it started off by people not being able to get there, sleeping in airports. Tanzania, the country's here, said, screw this, we're going home. In the immortal words of Eric Cartman, they just decided this wasn't worth their time, and it was such a cock-up, and away they went. Now, the last time it happened, South Africa won it. They obviously the host of it because that's what we did back in 2014. But unfortunately, they couldn't then defend the medals title essentially, and Kenya pipped them to the post. So they are the 21st African Senior Athletics Championships, game, call it what you want, champions. They got more medals. They swept 6 medals alone in the final day. So that's a total of 19, which is 11 gold, 6 silver, and 2 bronzes. South Africa, despite their heroics, despite their star-studded squad, they managed 2nd. And Nigeria were 3rd. So that's very nice. Kosta Semenya, well, she just carries on just doing what she does, really, which is just being amazing. The IAAF, the powers that be, the speculation around whether she's eligible, all this kind of stuff. Give me facts, give me verdicts. This woman can't be held underneath this sort of cloud the whole time. But she has become the first woman in history to go below 50 seconds for the 400 meters, 2 minutes for the 800 meters, and 4 minutes for the 1,500 meters. That's sensational. I know Wade Finikar has a similar kind of record in that he was the first guy to go sub-10 in the 100, sub-20 in the 200, and sub-43, I think it was, or 44 in the 400. So I mean, this is special. It's a special feat. I mean, she's breaking records that have been around for ages, back when women were maybe taking some heavy, heavy drugs. But no, everyone's always talking about Costa and her story. But this is great because it's nice to have heroes in sports, yeah. I know Carter's a big hero of yours, and it's just great to see her kicking on. And long may it be the case. Big weekend of crickets. South Africa have wrapped up the ODI series just like that. After taking an absolute dicking in the Test match series, where they were 2-0 down and just looking hopeless, absolutely hopeless. Well, they've wrapped it up already, this ODI series. 3 ODIs on the trot there. One. This last one was the most, I would say, convincing, entertaining, cavalier, just great to watch. South Africa batting first scored 363 for 7. Umla finally got some runs, but Reeza Hendricks, he made a debut, and 102 runs he scored. He is now the 3rd South African debutant to ever make 100, and I think that's more than any other country's ever managed to get. JP Duminy also scored runs, so as you know, he'll be in the team for the next 10 years, and I'm okay with that. The guy is showing class at the moment. Miller scored a 50, so yeah, 363 for 7, fantastic effort that, and Sri Lankan response got 285. So, there's 2 tests, 2 ODIs to go. Of course, they all want to get some game time in, you know, really work the squad, work the depth, and see who's going to be, as they say in cricket or in sport, putting their hand up for the World Cup. I always love that phrase because it sounds like you're a child in school. In other tests, other cricket, the Test match between India and England. Well, India had this. Did they choke? I know my friend Dennis in Australia. He's always quite cutting with his analysis in sport. But it looked like a choke to me. I mean, they had England on their rack. They really did. If they had held on to their chances and really pushed the pressure, they could have maybe bowled them out with needing just 100 in the 4th innings. Well, that wasn't the case. They needed a bit more than that. They needed 193, and they came up short, 162 all out, as expected, and as was the case the rest of the Test match. Nobody did anything with the bat other than Kohli. I mean, if you go through the scores here, Vijay 6, Darwin 13, Rahul 13, Rahane 2, and then it was into the tail, basically. Ashwin got 13, Kartik got 20, and Hardik Pandya, he got 31. He was the sort of lone penetration towards the base of the innings there. But yeah, Kohli with his lone 51. Stokes came good with the ball, as did Curran, who looks like Malcolm out from the middle. But yeah, that's it. First test. This, of course, is a 5-test series. And if we're predicting the wettest August ever in England, a lot of these test matches are going to be ruined by rain. or it could stay slightly dry in the places. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a meteorological. There was rugby. Of course, the Lions lost. We told you the Crusaders were going to win that about 6 weeks ago. So that's Super Rugby for you. Just the same old script, really. Lots of efforts, and essentially the New Zealand team wins. But the huge golfing weekend in that, of course, it was the Bridgestone WGC event. So that's a big one on the golfing calendar. And it is the event prior to the USPGA Championship. Now, Justin Thomas won the USPGA Championship last year, and now he's looking pretty good to defend it. He was the runaway winner. Well, not runaway. I mean, decent kind of decent sort of margin there. But Justin Thomas won the WGC this last week. And this guy's golf game is just a joy to watch. There's not much to him. Hits the ball a long way. And he seems like a really great guy. It was a star-studded field. It's one of those great events where you literally don't have to, there's no cut, so you can play like crap and you still make like 50 grand. So there's very much like a cream roast at the top, and there was a great leaderboard. But this week at Belle Reve, that's where the USPGA Championship will be taking place. And I'll give you more information as we get close to that. Plus, I'm doing another one of those golf competitions where you can win golfing stuff. So just follow me on Twitter at Follow the Bounce. Anthea, it is legit. What I do is I get a really great prize, and then people do something very easy in order to try win it. Because that's who I am.
Oh, I'm definitely going to go and have a go.
How is your golfing game? Is it progressing?
Pretty rubbish. I am my own handicap.
Everyone's game is rubbish. It's just levels of rubbish. Right, so that's rugby taken care of. That's cricket taken care of. The PSL is back. Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Oh, did you want?
Well, just gauging the interest in the country, really. It started off with Sundowns versus Chiefs. This is obviously the big blockbuster to kind of get things going, and it was a 1-1 draw. Wits, they got a good win. Remember, they were so crap after winning the title. They were nowhere last season, but they got a good win over the Free State Stars, 3-0. Cape Town City, after trailing Ajax all week for not being around, pretty funny, they beat Supersport United 2-0. Black Leopard, the new guys in the mix, they beat Polokwane City 1-0. Big first up win there on the Peter Makawa Stadium. And AmaZulu beat Baroka FC 1-0. Pirates were held by Highlands Park. It's a bit of a shock there at the Lander Stadium. And yesterday, Marisburg United went down 2-0 to Golden Arrows, and Bloom Celtic beat Chippy United by the same margin. PSL, it's back. And that means, Sia, that the English Premier League will be back, and then La Liga will be back. It's just, it's all go, football-wise. It's all go. We thought we had it all in Russia in 2018. Little break, but here we are.
Here we are, Ben.
Back in it to win it. Yeah, let's finish it up there, I guess. You know, Donald Trump last week was making these statements. So this is what I just find Donald. Maybe it's just a politician thing. Is that he finds ways to make himself look like a dick.
What do you mean? It's less I even have to ask.
It's quite simple, really. It's that he goes out of his way to just try come across as a bit of a knob. So, you know, we spoke about LeBron James and what he's doing and his philanthropy. Philanthropicness.
It's philanthropy.
It's a genuine cause that the guy is championing because he's walked this path in his life. So he's putting money behind what he decides to be at-risk children. But Donald Trump's crapping on about the fact that LeBron James is stupid and like blah, 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 blah.
Hang on. Donald Trump is calling LeBron James stupid. No, how is that possible?
Do you know what the thing is? Are you referring to the one tweet he put out? So that is a jab at the CNN anchor who was conducting the interview LeBron.
I mean, the actual tweet, of course, LeBron James, because it's always important to quote people rather than misquoting them. LeBron James was just interviewed by the dumbest man on television, CNN presenter Don Lemon. He made LeBron look smart, which isn't easy to do. So I'm not stretching too much here by saying that Donald doesn't think LeBron's very smart.
And then he ends off by saying, "I like Mike." Is this Michael Jordan? Mike have to do with this?
The US have a charming and classy president at the moment.
But this is where the story gets funny, okay? So obviously Donald being Donald, he's saying, oh, this guy's a jackass, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone's getting obviously on the side of LeBron. But now Melania, she's got that whole cyberbullying for kids foundation thing, right? So she is like, oh, LeBron, you're so great for doing this. Naturally, like I said, his philanthropy is admirable. So now Melania's press person sent out a statement basically saying how much she admires what LeBron's doing and what an great initiative it is and how he's making a positive change. Can you imagine the conversation these two must have if they talk?
What a charming, bizarre marriage they have.
But apparently also his daughter came out last week and because one of the journalists asked her if she hated journalists, because Donald Trump obviously hates journalists. Mm. And she said, no, she doesn't. She sees nothing wrong with him. So that dinner table must be fun, that family dinner.
Well, I think Donald laughs it all off. I think that guy, that guy's got a skin like a buffalo hide. I think he cares too much there. But enough about that. That is your sport for today. If you do want to catch the sport, or if you're missing out on things, if you go on to clipcentral.com, you'll find in Gareth's features, things have changed a little bit on the sport, you'll see it, the Bounce Pod. And that'll be me. And what I'm going to start doing now is adding interviews onto that sort of section of the website. So if you have missed the Bounce Show, which used to be an hour-long podcast here, which I couldn't carry on, unfortunately, but I'm going to have little short interviews up to, say, 30 minutes long. So you'll have the daily sport, plus you'll have feature interviews, all under one convenient tab on cliffcentral.com.
Ben, is that where I go to enter the golf competition?
No. Follow me on social media, at Follow the Bounce on Twitter.
Got it.
Or at Follow the Bounce on YouTube. Deepest knowledge, just all day give me weird looks. Yes, that was a personal punt of note. Not so subtle. Hey, I'm in the hot seat, I'll do what I want. Anthea, good morning, officially, in your spot.
Good morning.
You find it so annoying when you see things and everyone goes, hi, how are you doing? Meanwhile, we've been chatting for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. They're just making it formal.
Good morning, how are you doing?
So odd to listen to you sometimes.
All right, let's carry on. We have lots of business to talk about here.
I want to start with cryptocurrency.
Oh, really?
Today, okay. You could buy a Bitcoin for $7,107. Ethereum will be sold to you for $412.46, and that's all I got.
Oh, but should you buy it, Anthea?
At your own peril. Caveat emptor.
That's the important bottom line.
Right, let's get on to some real investment news, shall we? I want to start with the macro because last week South Africa's unemployment number came out at a 15-year high, 27.2%. If you expand that to include discouraged work seekers, it is up to 37.2%. The Eastern Cape has the highest unemployment rate at 45.8%. Almost every second person in the Eastern Cape is unemployed.
Whoa.
So you're lucky for you, you've got a job, because youth unemployment declined to 31.6%. I mean, this country has a real issue. And what absolutely amazes me is how the politicians are not talking about this. So last week, Impala Platinum came out and released their results and said that they were cutting a third of their workforce over the next 2 years. And the Minister of Mines, Gwede Mantashe, turned around and said, well, this is completely unreasonable. How can Impala Platinum do this? Well, what was he expecting? Things like
exactly.
Tough?
I mean, it's like he thinks this is some personal vendetta that Impala's got against society.
Exactly.
No, it's called business, and you're making it very difficult to do business.
And Impala Platinum basically are going to cut a third of their workers so that they can stay in business and keep the other two-thirds employed.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the politicians are thinking. You know, although we get it, right? We get that they're politicians first and everything else, second, third, fourth, economists,
yeah, but,
way
I mean,
down
look,
the line.
These are people who don't, we keep saying in the show, they have no other chance of getting employment in the rest of the world. They've never had to ever make anything for themselves. They've never had to start a business or be employable or do anything other than politics, which we know is a bullshit science.
Yeah. And they just don't get it, unfortunately. And another thing that happened in the political world, which sent the Rand reeling, absolutely reeling last week, was that at, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night, Cyril Ramaphosa got up and said that they were changing the Constitution, or Section 25 of the Constitution, to allow for land expropriation without compensation. And again, I say this. Yeah. They're politicians first, and I get that. But there were so many things wrong about this. The first of all, actually, the Constitution already allows for land expropriation, by the way. The second thing is he's done it in like kind of the dark, you know, that's very Jacob Zuma old style. I mean, whatever happened to Cyril Ramaphosa's New Dawn? Because that was his tagline, right? I get that he's taking away the EFF's electioneering campaign, right? Because that's what the EFF. So he's basically making the EFF toothless by coming out firmly and saying that the ANC will look to amend the constitution. But the problem is that the RAND is absolutely can't handle that sort of thing. And foreign investors don't like it. I mean, I would have thought that actually foreign investors would like the certainty, but not with this kind of, not this level of changing constitution.
But just imagine you were at Davos or whatever and you had a single malt with Cyril. And Cyril's trying to peddle you the ways of this country. And then you see this headline coming out. You think, oh, is this guy on drugs?
Yeah, you run for the hills, right? Absolutely, yeah. And then, of course, around the world, there's a whole lot of macro economic stuff happening as well. The Fed unanimously decided to keep interest rates unchanged, and the Bank of England raised interest rates. So we've got that going on. And then in China, they imposed more tariffs on U.S. imports. So now this trade war is really heating up. And just generally last week, it was a tough trading environment. And lots going on.
Sure. I watched this interesting – this is what I do now. In my spare time, I watch these interesting YouTube videos about the world and power players and what geography means and trade wars and like strange relationships countries have with each other for certain reasons. And China, they've got such an interesting time ahead, like considering where they've been the last sort of 50 years to where they are now. And this whole power struggle with the US, it's going to be fascinating to see because there's no winners here, really. There's just egos.
We are. Absolutely. I also think it's going to be hugely interesting. China.
I'll send you some of these clips, Anthea. They're really
please
good.
Please do. Please. I also like that sort of thing. And then in company news, Liberty Holdings reported their first half results. Normalized headline earnings per share was up 5%. Stanlib, which is their asset management business, which we're always interested in, right? Assets under management fell by about 1%. An okay result, really not that great. It's relatively cheap at the moment. It's trading on a forward 8.7 times price earning ratio, and you compare that to like a Sanlam, which is on 14.3. Similar to Old Mutual, which is trading at an 8.5, although, and I say it's cheap, the problem is I see no immediate upside or no catalyst to take this share from where it's trading now to, I don't know, 10-15% higher. So I'm going to kind of stay away from Liberty Holdings for a bit longer. And then the JSE reported, and this was interesting, because revenue grew by 6.8%. HEPS was up 34% year on year, so definitely doing a lot in their cost cutting. And also they had a nice 31 million rand tax credit. But trading volumes were shocking. July trading volumes for the weeks were like down. The first week was down, and I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head here, like 15%. The second week was down 20%. The third week was down 18%. So really, I think what's happening at the moment is that investors, I don't think there's a flight of capital. I think investors are just sitting on their hands because they don't know what to do. Mm. And everyone's really nervous because we've had Steinhoff, we've had Capitec, we've had Resilient, we've all these shares just plummeting. And to kind of go out and find value on the stock exchange at the moment, it's difficult. I will admit, it's not an easy task right now. I mean, even Tencent, I mean, not Tencent, Naspers is down like 30% this year. For no reason. The discount to Tencent just keeps widening, and there's no reason for it. I think really South Africans just don't know where to go or what's going to happen next. We're in such an uncertain environment, which is why when the politicians come out and make statements at 10 o'clock at night on, by the way, the state broadcaster not holding a press conference like they normally should. It really affects the market quite badly, and investors just kind of run for the hills, I should say.
That's what I was thinking, but I was also thinking, like, imagine being a real estate agent at the moment.
Oh, no.
You
terrible.
You think your life's tough. I think these guys, they must be looking at that going, fuck. Just, that's
in a
all,
word.
That's all they got.
Put it.
That's
yeah.
all they got.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Although, I, you know, if you think about it, it probably in the next couple of months will be a buyer's market, because if you are nervous about land expropriation, and let's be honest, it's not about residential property. I mean, let's not blow this land expropriation story out of proportion.
Yeah, we're going to get into it in the second hour. I've got a clip to play for you, and I'll give you some of my thoughts as well.
But if you are nervous, if you're sort of short-sighted and wanting to sell your property, everybody else who's short-sighted and wanting to sell is going to want to sell desperately. So the market will be flooded with supply, and you could pick up some property for cheap, maybe.
Oh,
look at Sia. Have you got your deposit ready?
Girl, got my deposit for a house in Alex. That's all I can afford right now.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't know if there's anything wrong with that.
Property's property, okay.
Yeah, get on the ladder, pal. And then over in the U.S., on Friday, they reported jobless numbers, or in this case, jobs numbers, I should say, but they created another 157,000 jobs last month. I mean, it's just nonstop. It's so incredible what the U.S. is doing. The economists were expecting 190,000, so slightly below expectations, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.9% again. So
maybe Trump should just look after the Eastern Cape for like a month. Let's see what we can do with that 43%.
I'm not sure that this is this is the Trump effect, to be honest. I think this is still the effect from 2 years ago where they were growing and doing really clever things.
But if you are Donald, he'll tell you it's him.
Yeah, of course it's him, of course. You know, and they did also have their second quarter GDP rate above 4%, which was the best they've seen in a long time. So all very exciting in the U.S. at the moment. And then two companies we need to talk about. First, Tesla reported. Their shares rose 12% in after-hours trading. Phenomenal. Mm. And this is what it is. It's not that Tesla actually produced great results, because really, they actually didn't. They still made a loss, a huge loss. I don't know. A loss of $520 million.
Ooh.
I know, right? Considering that they'd made revenue of $4 billion, which is up about $1.3 billion from the year before that, they still made a huge loss. But the issue is that our friend Elon Musk got up on stage and actually apologized in their results presentation. Apologized for, one, having a go at the Thai diver. Two, for having a go at two analysts who previously had called one of them a boring bonehead, literally, in the results presentation. And the other one, he said, were asking questions that were just so dry. And the reason for this is because the analysts obviously are probing. They want to know when this company is going to become profitable and when they're actually going to reach their targets that they've set out. So, and, you know, Elon doesn't like being questioned.
Quite something. Shout out to boneheads, though. Huh? That's, you definitely got that from us.
Do you think this was necessary?
No, he got it from you.
What?
He
got it from us.
Yeah. Bonehead's it's an African slur, isn't it?
I don't know.
Where else in the world do they get called boneheads?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, you got me there.
It's South African as boulevards.
Was this necessary, do you think?
Well, see, I'm just trying to get some context to Elon's insults, okay? Gosh, so judgmental.
No, I'm just asking simple questions.
And then the last stock we need to talk about is Apple. They posted their third quarter results on Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. They generated revenue for the quarter of $53.3 billion. I mean, that is just spectacular. It's nonstop. Tim Cook said it was due to the sale of iPhones, due to wearables and services, and that's why they're doing so well. They sold 41.3 million iPhones, lower than expected, but at a higher selling price, which is making them money.
Yikes.
And 2 days later, Apple became the first U.S.-listed company to reach a $1 trillion market capitalization.
Wow.
Which is incredible, because it's about three times South Africa's GDP. So the one company in the U.S.
That's sinking
is worth
for a while.
Three times South Africa's GDP. And also, it's quite amazing, because in 1997, Apple was, in fact, almost bankrupt. And now, there they are, $1 trillion, the biggest company in the world.
21 years, and look what happens. Yeah. Jeez.
Not terrible. So keep at it. Make some iPhones, sell some iPods. All right, guys, that's all I've got today.
Thanks for some Monday morning inspiration, Anthea. Just carry on. 21 years, you could be worth tons.
Very nice, Anthea. Thank you very much. You can catch Anthea every Monday right here on The Gareth Cliff Show. Otherwise, cliffcentral.com. She's got her own spot there as well. Sia, what's going on?
Yeah, bro. This morning on Set by Sia, how about this for some Monday morning inspiration? Before I clear my throat, pardon me. A research team has just succeeded in making bioengineered lungs and transplanting them into adult pigs with no medical complications thus far.
Why do pigs need new lungs?
Well, they're testing it out, I guess, on pigs first. That you can raise your eyebrows to. But as well, the similarities between pigs and humans, they all see this as a good sign.
Okay.
So the project was first carried out by Joan Nichols and Jacqueline Cortelli from the University of Texas, their medical branch there, who back in 2014 were the first research team to successfully bioengineer human lungs in a lab. So now they've written all of this in a research paper, and they provide details of how their work has progressed to where no complications have occurred in the pigs as part of standard preclinical testing. So actually, to produce a bioengineered lung, there needs to be a support scaffold which is needed that meets the structural needs of a human functioning lung. Now, this support scaffold was created using a lung from an unrelated animal that was treated using a special mixture of what they say is the likes of sugar and detergent, all these technical things, who knows, to eliminate all cells and blood in the lung, leaving only the scaffolding proteins, or rather the skeleton of the lung, behind. So this is a lung-shaped scaffold made totally from lung proteins. So from there, the cells used to produce each bioengineered lung came from single lungs removed from each of the study animals. So all of this put together, and finally in 30 days actually, this is all able to move and process properly, and so far the team are happy. So The researchers said that with enough funding, they could grow lungs to transplant into humans in a rather more compassionate use circumstance within 5 to 10 years' time.
That's amazing.
So they say it has taken a lot of heart and 15 years of research to get us here thus far. Our team has done something incredible with a ridiculously small budget and an amazingly dedicated group of people. So to Joan and Jacqueline and the rest of the team at the University of Texas, their medical branch, well, congratulations to you guys. You're doing some cool stuff, and let's see what more you can do. But I think this is awesome. It's always great to see good news intersecting with modern technology. I think this gives faith galore as we move on. So that's your Monday morning edition of Said by Sia.
That is fantastic. Next step, well, yeah, be interesting to see where this goes, because this is what we're doing now with science and medicine and technology. We're definitely getting things. It's like sci-fi is becoming actual real stuff.
Yeah.
Very exciting. That is it for your first hour here on the Gareth Cliff Show without Gareth Cliff. He'll be joining us a short week, actually. We didn't mention that either.
Oh, yes.
Yes. He is excited about this because he can get back on the jaw as of like Wednesday night. Nola, you're also pretty excited about short week.
Of course I am. I mean,
you guys don't love your jobs enough.
I didn't say I don't love my job, but I'm just saying I love my sleep too.
Oh, yeah,
I know. We all do. So there's going to be 3 shows this week. There's this one, which you're already enjoying. Thank you. And then there's tomorrow. And then there's Wednesday. Gord's going to pop in. Leanne's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we've got some people coming in. We'll have the great guests as usual. And then Thursday and Friday, you can just reflect on our relationship, basically.
Oh.
And then we'll restart on Monday with the Gareth Cliff.
Right.
Yeah. Cool, I nailed that. So now we need to get into a song, because I need to charge my laptop, Sia needs to do something, and we're not taking a break. I feel we've done a lot of stuff here. We've done a lot of talking. So we're going to play some Whitney.
Ooh.
Well, it seems appropriate.
Hey, yeah. Okay.
Monday morning, or if you're listening to our podcast, anytime you want it to be. Catch you back after this.
CliffCentral.com